Okay, good morning, everyone. It's beautiful to be able to join this beautiful kahilo, this beautiful minyan, in this historical community, historical shul. Really a great opportunity for all of us, a wonderful kahilo. Once again, this year is Leilei Nishmas, Sarah Bat Shlomo. Thought I had it. But Sarah Bat Shlomo. Mother of Mr. Zev Rubinstein, her neshama should have an aliyah. Shkol Yolim, Uleyol Mala. It should be mailed to Yosher and all of us. Today we're going to talk about a little bit of the inyan of this coming week. Stay off the parish a little bit. We're not going to go too deep. But the inyan of Tu B'Shvat. If Tu B'Shvat coming up, it's the month of Shvat. You try and think, okay, just came off Hanukkah, I got Purim coming up soon. I got a break now. Now it's break time. A lot of people like to forget about Tu B'Shvat. Maybe a little bit less this year because it's the Shemitah year. So, you know, like a little bit more in the vegetable fruit thing going on, you know. A little bit more connected to the ground, or ironically by disconnecting from the ground. But So we're going to talk a little bit about Tu B'Shvat today, a little bit of what it means, because the Torah itself, the Gemara itself, I don't know how many sugyas you've done on Tu B'Shvat, but there really aren't many. And there are many things I could have chosen to speak about, but I think there are some very important points that are brought on the deeper level of what Tu B'Shvat really is, what it means to us. You know, try and take a kind of a holiday that's somewhat fallen by the wayside a little bit, and try and understand it, make it more for us. So, because we're trying to understand it, we're going to go more the, you know, philosophical, if you will, Hasidic way, more that derech, less the halachic way. Because if you have done nothing on Tu B'Shvat, you will be totally fine. You will be in the book of good. Because there aren't any really chiyuvim. There are nice things to do on Tu B'Shvat, like eating the new fruits and things like that, and many minhagim that you can do, and davening for your etrog for the next year. But aside from that, it's not for us anyways. It's Rosh Hashanah le'ilanot. It's the new year for the trees. For the trees. Whatever that means. It's very eco of us. Now more than ever, you know? So we're going to start off with the B'nai Yisachar, The B'nai Yisachar, whose name is Rav Tzvi Elimelech Medinov, a grandson of Rav Elimelech of Lizhinsk, hence the name. This sefer, the B'nai Yisachar, if you haven't seen it yet, so he goes through the months of the year, actually. And as opposed to your general Hasidic sefer that is a vort. There are more pages, maybe someone want to share some, split some out. So he speaks about more through the months of the year, less more just on the parish. He has another sefer on the parish called Igrit Dekala, another sefer on mitzvahs called Derech Bikudecha. He has many sfarim. His year, as I said, was about 2 weeks ago. And it's generally very, very difficult, very Kabbalistic. But on some parts here, he likes to talk about the actual holiday like it is. He goes into his Kabbalistic and we'll see what he has to say here. So he starts off with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and he says, "Masnisim be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan k'divrei Beit Shammai u'Beitil omrim b'tubo." That's our source for Tu B'Shvat, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah brings three different. I don't have the Gemara Rosh Hashanah on me, and I don't know about that, but it brings, if I'm not mistaken, three different Rosh Hashanos. One of four different Rosh Hashanos. This being the fourth. Correct? And this is the fourth Rosh Hashanah. The fourth Rosh Hashanah, and the Machlokas says, when is it? The other ones everyone agrees on. And then it says, Bechad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, Kidivrei Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai holds that it's Aleph Shvat, it's Tu B'Shvat. It's kind of funny to say it that way, but the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanot is Aleph Shvat. And Beit Hillel holds, and we know we hold like Beis Hillel, is Tu B'Shvat. Adkan. That's it. He finds an interesting point here because there's not much that you can pull out of it. So He's almost looking at it like Rav Chaim Brisker over here, trying to pull out one letter, trying to do one small thing. What is it trying to tell us here? What is this machlokas founded in? So he says, the only thing he saw different here, essentially, was that Bechad Beshvat Roshon Lilanot Kidivrei Beit Shammai. And it says Kidivrei Beit Shammai with a chaf. It doesn't say Ka'amru Beit Shammai or Ka'omrim Beit Shammai, like a German, but it says Kidivrei Beit Shammai, like the words of Beit Shammai, the house of Beit Shammai, Ubeitil Omrim, and then it says Beitil Omrim. So he says it says it with a chaf. Al pi pshat yesh lomar dehine begemara, says later on in Zayin Amud Bet, Hevi Braito Yesh Od Kam Rosh Hashanah, and it brings a brisa where there are other Rosh Hashanah in different places over here. Tet Zayin Benisan Rosh Hashanah La Omer. Okay, if you didn't know that, Tet Zayin Benisan is Rosh Hashanah La Omer. I don't know what Tet Zayin Benisan is. Okay, now you know it's Rosh Hashanah La Omer. It's when we start. We know that on Shavuos, that's when we bring Shtei Alechem, all the wheat and all that, at the end of the Omer. And so that's the Rosh Hashanah for the Shtei Alechem. Okay, and it brings different inyanim. Ulchad teruza, the Tana didan lo kachashiv rak arba arosh hashanim shehin brashi chadashim. Umakshe echad b'shvat ki beit shamai, umetaritz dehachikamar. So he essentially asks a question here. It's brought down. The Mishnah brought four different Rosh Hashanahs, didn't bring the full Mishnah over here. Forgot to put it on the paper. But it brings four different Rosh Hashanahs. On the three, it doesn't argue at all. Only on the fourth one is there a machlokas, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, of is it Aleph Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, or is it Tu B'Shvat, Tevav B'Shvat, according to Beit Hillel. The Hachi Kamar, Gimel L'Divrei HaKol, Haravi Plugta de Beis Shammai Beit Hillel. And there's your question. U'lefi Zeh, Hu B'Tikduk Nachon. He says it didn't mess up, it didn't leave out machloksim, it didn't leave out different inyanim, but rather it brought it correctly. Matchil hatana arba Rosh Hashanim him. Like he says again, it starts off with the four Rosh Hashanim. Rosh Hashanim, I don't know how to say it. I guess Rosh Hashanim, I didn't know that. Umone ota achat lachat. And it counts them one after the other in order. Ad shemagia el echad b'shvat. And then it gets to echad b'shvat, which is the opinion of Beit Shammai. Zehurak aliba de Beit Shammai mash enkin Beit Hillel einon rak shlosh Rosh Hashanim Rosh Chadashim. Hu nachon al pi apshat lefi ha-teretz hazeh begmara vidbar derachim acherim. So once again, he brings this question of I don't get it. What? Why is this the only one that they're arguing on? Number one, why is it Aleph Shvat versus Tu B'Shvat? Where do you get Tu B'Shvat? Maybe Aleph Shvat, you can think of a little more. Okay, the beginning, it's a Rosh Hashanah. It's at the beginning. But where does that come from? Okay, different places it brings down that the Seraphim are coming up and down of the Ilanos, that the different higher angels are moving up and down and all kinds of things. But no, that's not how we pass in halacha. That's not how we generally do that. So where is this nafkamina between Aleph and Tetvav B'Shvat? We're going to skip that and give him a little bit here, because it's way too early in the morning for that. But we're going to move up to Dalit, where it says, Taskil v'titbonin. Rav Tzvili Melech over here brings in a different gemara over here to help us figure this out. He says, Taskiu v'titponim b'mamri chodesh sivan. Okay, this is the one in chodesh Shvat. But he has another piece in chodesh sivan, and we're not going to get into it, but he talks about this gemara. He says, there's a famous gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where it says, Ahu ger sheba l'shamay. We know the famous story of the ger who goes over to Beit Shammai, and he says, Lamdeni kol terukula regal achat, right? Tell me kol terukula on one foot. Famous story, and it's v'yaltarecha kamocha. There's different opinions. We know we only remember the v'yaltarecha kamocha part because there's a song about it. But dechafu ba'ama habinyan shebiyado. Now he's going to get into more his kabbalistic reasons and ideas for things. So Eitzel Shammai, this is in parentheses, shehayim misitra de gvura. Gvura v'yira, haya b'yado
Amat HaBinyan.
So he says an interesting idea over here. He says that Beit Shammai, who we don't paskin like, we paskin like Beit Hillel, like we know, he's of the category, of the Kabbalistic category, if you will, you don't even have to say so, of Gvura and Yira, of strength and fear. Strength, obviously, of God, a love of God, his love of God as well, but his people have other strengths, and people get angry very quickly. So people, you know, give too much staka. There's always too much chesed sometimes and too much gvura. But he says that Beit Shammai is of the category. His neshama is in the category, in the place of fear of God and strength of God and chumrah and that place and what is the final word? And you did an aveira, more of that side of Judaism as opposed to what's your name? More, less the Chabad side, if you will. More the Satmar side, if you want to go on that way. Of the, put me in my shtetl, and I will learn, and there will be no windows, and please don't bother me unless it's a shayla, and a good shayla. That was the house of Beit Shammai. Talmud Chacham, Tzaddik, Beit Shammai is everything then. You know, almost everything we have in the Gemara today. But he says that's where his house comes from, where his psak comes from, which we don't paskin like. And he calls him the Amat HaBinyan, the builder, essentially. The Habanai mitchilato mitzayir kol HaBinyan kulo ke'echad b'machshavto v'ze'eno davar mitkayim. What does a builder first do? A builder first has a whole idea in his head, right? This person told me I'm a contractor or I'm a builder, whatever, and I need to build a building. So this is what he gave me, this is what he wants, this is the building I'm going to build. Before he builds it, he has this huge picture of a building, huge picture of a beautiful shul like this, and he says, I'm going to build a beautiful shul like this. Now, not yet has he gone into the screw on the third door on the emergency exit, and the windows on a specific level, and the bima over here, and the chazan shtender over there. The builder first looks at the giant picture, I'm going to build a shul right now. I'm going to build a shul. Okay, maybe a little bit more practical. I'm going to build a shul in Yamin Moshe. But what? Itchilato mitzayir kol habinyan kulo echad machshavto v'ze'eino devar mitkayim. But that's not something that makes it kayam. It's not something that makes it netzach, forever, something that lasts. It's just a building. If you picture the building, even if you have a whole blueprint of it, it doesn't make it there. It's not there yet. You haven't done anything to it. It's just the idea of a building. It's a beautiful idea, but it's not even a shul yet. It's just an idea. Very good idea. Him picturing the whole idea with a W is in essence a whole idea. That's perfect. And he says, Hayom kach ulumachar kach ach nigmar habinyan. It says, excuse me, I skipped. Ve'achar kach bone al yedei tzimtzumim shonim ba'amat habinyan. Hayom kach ulumachar kach ach nigmar habinyan v'zeh davar mitkayem haven. And he explains it here that in order to get that shul, in order to get that building, what do you need to do? You come one day with your hammer, with your workers, you get a piece of wood, you knock to another piece of wood with a nail, and one by one, screw by screw, nail by nail, after digging, after building, you slowly see a shul coming into place, till eventually the shul is built. And what he thought of in the beginning is now in the end. And they've come together. The Hillel, we'll talk a little bit more about Hillel now, Beit Hillel. Karvo leger over here. Karvo lehu ger. Ki Hillel misitra dechesed ahama. He says that, as opposed to Beit Shammai, who's begvura, ubiyira, and befir, and seeing the larger picture, and this is how it is, Hillel is more of this idea of chesed and ahama, love, kindness, for more of that trait of God, so to speak, for more of that world of the ger, of trying to help more, being like, chill out, Beit Shammai, a little bit. You have to understand what the nation needs. Let it be a little bit easier over here. But with a little bit of more patience. We know that people who are impatient get angry pretty quickly, and We definitely see that in this country a lot, unfortunately. There can be a lack of savlanut, as they say. One of the things we're working on as a nation here. Us Americans can help a lot in that category. It's for you boys, for you to do. But so he says over here that Hillel comes from this world of ahava, of chesed, of patience, of love, of what can I do for you, of you know, not just a base medrash with no windows like a casino, but with four doors and someone standing outside. Have you put on tefillin today? What have you done? That's the world of where Beit Hillel comes from. That's where his neshama is rooted in, pun intended. And he says, we know that Hillel is one who answers V'ahavta Reicha Kamocha to the ger, right? He stands the one like V'ahavta Reicha Kamocha. That's the famous one, and we paskin like him. Actually, in that case, I believe we paskin like Karbanos, but I'm not going to get into that, so yeah. Ayin Shem B'maimer Hanal V'tavim. This, you need to understand this idea. Now, back to the original question. Ki nileti lichfol advarim ba'arichot. You can write it out for long. V'hine chidush halavana b'chodsha nikuda. Now, what is the Aleph Shvat, as opposed to Tu B'Shvat? Back to the question of Beit Shammai versus Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai says Aleph Shvat, and Beit Hillel says Tu B'Shvat. So, Aleph Shvat, where does he get Aleph Shvat from? It's Rosh Chodesh. We're talking about Rosh Hashanahs. It makes sense. It's the beginning. It's the Ketz, it's not the Ketz, but it's the beginning. It's that first idea that you get. It's that first idea that you get of, this is what's going to happen this month, right? My resolution, my Rosh Chodesh resolution. We should start that. That'd be great. But my Rosh Chodesh resolution of this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a shul in Yamin Moshe, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful. Wonderful. And that's a wonderful thing, and that's something necessary. Because without that goal, you can't just pick up a piece of wood and expect at the end of it for there to be a beautiful shul. There's just going to be piles of wood and screws together, and it's going to look like some kfar somewhere. But he says, so that's at the newness. We know that Rosh Chodesh is representing newness. It's a Rosh Hashanah. It starts with Rosh Chodesh. It starts with the moon. It starts with Aleph. Then it goes to Bet. And then it goes to Gimel. And then it goes to Dalet. Until it gets to Tetvav. Does anyone know what's at Tetvav? What's Tetvav of the Chodesh? The full moon. It's the last day you can say Kiddush Levana. So, now we know that he didn't choose a random day. We know that the Gemara brings down Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim, the times of Mashiach, we're going to be holding like Beis Shammai as well, whatever that means. We don't understand that now. Hopefully we'll understand it soon. B'mehera b'yameinu. But he says that you can't leave Beit Shammai out here. You needed to bring the opinion of Beit Shammai, even though we paskin like Beit Hillel. Because without the larger picture, without that larger picture of the giant building, of what you're going to build, of this beautiful shul, you're never going to make it to the full moon. The moon is at its smallest at Aleph. It's at its smallest, tiniest point on Rosh Chodesh. And he says, Yom achar yom achar tamod ad milua betevav, and it gets... It starts off at its smallest, and it gets a little bit larger and larger and larger until it gets to its fullest. Talks a little bit more about Tu B'Shvat now. Now, we know that Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. That Eitz Chaim Hi, that's referring to the Torah. Right? The most places that I've seen Eitz Chaim Hilamachazikim Ba is probably on a Torah scroll on itself or on a parochet. I've seen it many times as well. But Eitz Chaim Hilamachazikim Ba, that Eitz Chaim, that tree, the Eitz Hadat over, that's referring to the Seichel, which the Seichel, the ideas of Seichel, of knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the only thing we know of Kibyachol, of what goes on anything with Judaism, with God, is from the Torah. That's the brain of Judaism, is the Torah. That's where it all comes from. That's all the intellectuality. It's nothing with it. We would have nothing without it. And he says, That's the eitz over here. Ad yotzei mikoch lepol mashu bekoch seichel nishmato. And how does a tree work? A tree roots itself. I'm not translating word for word over here. Summarize a little bit. But the tree roots itself, right? Starts off as a seed, and it slowly builds out, and it spreads its roots, and then it grows after some time. And then after some time, let's say, assume it's a fruit tree right now, because that's more exciting, it has its fruits, and its fruits are edible now, and the tree had a purpose. Now, what he's saying here is that the Eitz Chaim here is Torah. That we're supposed to be referring it to Torah, not that it's the Rosh Hashanah the Torah. There isn't, well, we have Simchas Torah, but that it's Rosh Hashanah the Ilanot, that it's of the trees, that it's of our roots, that it's our roots. We are rooted in Torah. The whole world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. And what he was saying to us was, is that you need to do it Aleph. You need to start Aleph Shvat. You need to understand what you're going to be doing. When you go on that journey of Torah, when you start embarking on your journey of Torah, whether it's your first time or whether it's not your first time, you need to understand what you're doing. You're not just opening up a Masechta here in the middle of Tet Vav Amar Aleph and saying, let's get moving. But rather what we're doing is, I have a goal. I'm going to start this, whether it's a small Torah, whether it's a full Masechta, you start it off slowly. And a lot of people, especially us guys in yeshiva over here, we open a Gemara for the first time in our lives after high school, and people are throwing at us, you have to finish Shas, you have to finish Mishnah Berurah, you have to finish Shulchan Aruch, and it looks like the whole world is on our shoulders, and it's essentially impossible. And it, you know what, if you look at it that way, it is impossible. But you need to understand, this is what I need to learn, but that's not how I'm going to learn it. I start with a line. I don't understand a line. I look in the Rashi. I look in the Tosfot. I start with the Torah. I open up a dictionary. I do this. I'm still using dictionaries. You should know. I've been here for 6 years. I'm still using dictionaries. It's good for you. But it's that process. You need to understand Aleph Shvat. You need to understand that the beginning of where it comes from, that smallest point, the smallest amount of light, and you need to work from there. But not in a one lump sum, because then it's going to be a whole mess, and it's not going to look like a beautiful shul, it's not going to look like a binyan, because that's not how a builder does it. He sees a larger picture, and then he works nail by nail, piece of wood by piece of wood. Well, that will end here, and everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos, and thank you again for having us, this beautiful shul, this beautiful community.
Today we are going to bench. There was beautiful words. Yashikov, I want to thank Rabbi Ginsberg. As a matter of fact, I always enjoy the B'nai Yisrael, which I says they need to think of Tu B'Shvat, to think about a new Esro, right?
That should be a good Esro.
Yes, sir. Bakasha.
It's a good one.